Jewishly populated. The Russians openly said, the Tsar openly said that the Jews are a risk, and therefore they could not live within 55 kilometers of the border. That meant that about 100,000 Jews were uprooted, forced to become refugees. The Tsar also said that the Jews were not allowed to live in any of the main cities of Russia. For instance, Jewish life in Kiev was forbidden. The Jews were driven out from Kiev, and they lived in all the small towns around, Chernobyl being one of those towns. Eventually, Reb Nochum of Chernobyl was driven from Chernobyl by the Russians. The strong Jewish centers of population were overrun by penniless itinerant Jews. And all of this was meant to be certain to make certain that the Jews would not be able to adjust. Now, the Tsar in 1817 the Tsar Alexander, he was convinced by the Holy Synod of the Russian Church that his ticket to the world to come was to convert all the Jews in Russia, convert them to Russian Orthodoxy. And he therefore attempted to do so by granting special privileges to those Jews who would convert. Those Jews who would convert to live outside the Pale of Settlement. They were entitled to freedom from taxes, they were entitled to this, they were entitled to that, whereas those stubborn Jews who remained Jews, everything was taken away from them. And in order to make conversion more appetizing, you have to make remaining a Jew more distasteful. And therefore, he banned the Jews from having distilleries, which was a traditional Jewish business, distilleries and taverns. He did not allow them to be landlords, agents for the collection of rent, which also was a traditional Jewish business. And all of these things he granted to the converts. He established an organization in 1817 called the Organization or the Society of Jewish Christians. And he was the patron of the society. Now, it is interesting to note that one of the ironies of history, and Jews are very, very stubborn people, as you all know. They're stubborn if you try to make them good, and they're stubborn if you try to make them bad. It is interesting to note that from the period from 1870 to 1850, more Russians converted to Judaism than Jews converted to become Russians. In fact, the rate of conversion in certain areas of Russia to Judaism was so large that the church was terribly distraught. And there were many Russians who went halfway. In other words, they denied Christianity and they became Sabbatniks. They became Sabbath observers, like the Seventh-day Adventists, etc., giving up the Sunday of the church. This phenomena existed throughout the entire first half of the 1800s. The more the Russians tried to convert the Jews, not only the less success they had, but the more Russians became Jews. We will see. It's a crazy. It's absolutely. It makes no sense. Why? But we will see that it is only during.